we'll do now, we'll ask the audience if there's any question to all the candidates that are here. Anybody wants to ask a question? Yes, it's just in back. She had her hand up first.
I probably don't need the mic. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think Andrew and I are the youngest people here, which is a bit sad, actually. Just want to acknowledge that the lack of presence here. It's really great to be here in this union space, and I didn't hear anyone talk about something that unions have really been active around, which is queer and trans rights. What are activists, people who are running, what do they think about queer and trans folks? What are the things that they're going to support? Because there's a very huge lack of service around that.
Do we have a candidate who wish to speak on this? Let's come up here and we'll toss the mic over.
If you want to speak in it, can you come up in front, please? We call it on our union sister LGBT caucus.
Thank you. I'm very well aware of this issue. My wife, being a social worker who usually works with a lot of the abused women and children as well. The fact is, in Mississauga, we don't discuss it. I have some gay friends who were living in Mississauga, but then decided to move out to Toronto, where they're more accepted as a wider community around that. The issue, again, is that of discussion. We don't discuss people, discuss these things, bring it out into the open. So we don't tend to accept them, or we try to say, you know what, let's ignore their sexuality. And in fact, the word diversity, when we talk about it, there's some candidates or people that propose this word diversity. Usually, when the multicultural aspect of diversity is what is usually promoted, we don't go into the sexual orientation part of it. And yes, we do. My plan for diversity does include the people with various sexual orientations as well.
Thank you. Question, sir? No, we have a question. Yeah. Well, you want to answer to that question?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we'll all take turns.
That's a good issue. It's a good topic. So.
Yes, but rarely addressed. Oh, incidentally, I was the new candidate in the 2006 election. That just shows you what Mississauga is going through. That's just basically a human rights question in terms of people being able to float at their own level in society and have to deal with their own issues without other people piling their judgments, their attitudes, their perceptions on them. Because I'm sure everybody's life is interesting enough without having drama from everybody else. So this is something that we have to work on in the general, in terms of being able to get along with people and not using them as a way of exercising our frustrations on them because our own lives are miserable and we can't get along. So I do believe in the many different ways that we can include people and assist them in getting through their day so that they can enjoy life, because that's really what it comes down to. If you don't have people getting up in the morning and looking forward to the day one way or another, everybody suffers in one way or another. And you actually have to make a greater effort to make people miserable than it is to make them happy. And I think that we can do a much better job.